Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joakim. Batting second. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Joakim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sherin moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Sherin scores. Burns goes all the way around to score. Goslin moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart bunts towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. Levy moves to second. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Levy reaches second base with a double. Farrell moves to third. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Levy scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sharon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West strikes out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bludge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Schultz bunts towards third. Bludge picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bludge. Goslin moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to home to get Goslin. Schultz moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schultz. The throw from Berg and he is out, Bludge applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wes Kingdon pinch hits for General Crowder. Wes Kingdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wes Kingdon now playing third base. Bobby Burke now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart strikes out. There goes Levy. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Browns. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Burke reaches second base with a double. Mo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingdon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schultz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingdon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Wes Kingdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kingdon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Kingdon reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kingdon scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Manish moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Harris reaches second base with a double. Manish scores. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. West strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. John Kerr pinch hits for Bobby Burke. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Kingdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingdon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kingdon takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-4 in the game. QL strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.